This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A week ago, Governor Mike DeWine released his proposed legislation to address gun violence in the state. It's called the Ohio Strong Bill and will begin its effort to pass through the General Assembly and the state Senate, with goals of expanding upon the state's pink slip policy, which can allow a law enforcement officer or medical professional to keep a mental health patient under observation and offers police more protection as well. But some critics, including Democratic lawmakers, have argued Ohio Strong doesn't go far enough, particularly because it lacks mandatory background checks. More than 2 months after mass gun violence left 9 people dead in a popular downtown entertainment district in her city, I spoke with Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley about DeWine's bill. Mayor Nan Whaley, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
I'm glad that you're able to join us to talk about gun policy and the recent proposal out of the governor's office. Before we jump into that discussion, I'm hoping you can just let us know how Dayton is doing in all these weeks and months after the tragedy that took place there this summer.
Well, I think our city is, you know, adjusting and dealing with the grief and trauma that's happened to each person very personally. And so that will take time. And it's a process. We're providing services for folks that were in the Oregon district to make sure that they can adjust. And then, you know, for those families that lost someone in the shooting, I mean, their lives will never be the same. And so that's a loss for us. But our community is gritty and resilient, and they are coming together and supporting each other in ways that I could have only imagined.
In the aftermath of the tragedy, there were appearances by you and Governor Mike DeWine and other leaders, and we did have that now famous scene of a crowd chanting at the governor, do something, do something. And so he came out with some legislation in recent days. I want to play a soundbite from his press conference announcing it.
One, it must be constitutional. It must respect both the Second Amendment and Ohioans' due process rights. Two, it must make a significant impact on the safety of all Ohioans and save lives. And three, it must be able to pass in the General Assembly.
We spoke with Governor DeWine also after that press conference. We had him on the show, and he explained basically that the legislation he's putting forth is what he believes can pass the legislature. But I'm wondering what your thoughts on the proposal are.
Well, certainly I respect Governor DeWine's political positioning around the legislature. It doesn't get done if it doesn't get through there. And he's been very clear that that was what he would do. He wouldn't recommend anything that he didn't think he could get through the legislature. Since the legislature is owned by the gun lobby and gun makers, that's not going to be a very large step. I support the governor's Strong Ohio initiative. It will save lives, but, you know, I will continue to fight for larger steps like background checks in the state of Ohio.
So part of the governor's proposal includes background checks, but they imply that they would be voluntary. What would you do in that respect?
Well, I mean, what he's doing is he's basically giving an incentive to do a background check, so it's not a requirement. And, you know, there's still gaping holes with straw purchases and gun show loopholes that exist, and those will continue to exist. And so, you know, I think, like 9 out of 10 Ohioans, I think a universal background check is the way to go to really close these loopholes, particularly from straw purchases, online sales, et cetera, and how people are getting guns. That's not in the governor's legislation. It's an incentive for a background check, but a strong background check, I think, is still needed. And, you know, this is a movement, so we'll take this first step and continue to fight to have bigger steps along the way.
Our political analyst here at WVXU, Howard Wilkinson, told us after the interview with Governor DeWine that he believes if something were put on the ballot or something for the general public to vote for, that stronger gun policy would be approved. Do you agree with that?
I think 9 out of 10 Ohioans believe in support a universal background check because it saves lives and it is so effective. So I think Howard's point about where the public is versus where the legislature is. I mean, the legislature is incredibly out of step, not only on this issue, but many issues that affect everyday Ohioans.
How do we know that background checks would save lives?
Well, we've seen it in other states that have instituted and implemented background checks. You know, we are fighting, mayors across the country are fighting for a national background check as well. It just makes sense. You know, we're fine with people having guns, but we want to make sure that guns don't end up in the wrong hands. And when you have these open systems where people can sell guns willy-nilly to people that want to do harm, either to themselves or others, it's a gaping hole that that now exists. With the background check that's in the federal government just now, as weak as it is still saved 3 million people that should not have had guns to make sure they don't have guns. The problem is they can go to other avenues and get those guns that are more nefarious than with a licensed seller. And, you know, we're talking about something that can do incredible damage and create incredible harm to people. And when you think about guns, that 100 people every day die in our country at the hand of a gun, you would think that you need to regulate that responsibility for the tremendous damage it can do to our communities.
If the currently proposed legislation is able to get through the General Assembly, Governor Mike DeWine may be able to view that as a win and may be able to take that to the people and say that we've done something. But you and others are arguing for more. And I'm wondering what you think the next steps to be in order to achieve more.
Well, certainly we want the governor's legislation to pass through this legislature. If we don't continue to see movement on background checks, we'll continue to work both state and nationally for those opportunities. This is a movement that people, students, and moms, and elected officials know that there are ways to keep our communities more safe, and we'll look at every opportunity to fight for that.
And I'm wondering, how would penalties in DeWine's proposal work at a gun show and selling between third parties? Is that a concern?
Well, I think the biggest issue is, you know, it's again an incentive, so it's not automatic. So if someone does sell to someone that shouldn't have a gun, yeah, they're up for they're negligent and a felony 3. That will be a process that goes through the justice system. That they're, you know, I hope it will be fully enforced, but you know, taking the step to a background check would make this much more simple and make sure that we don't have anybody fall through the cracks.
Nan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton. Thanks for joining us today, Mayor.
Hey, thank you.
And that was Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley speaking with me earlier. And now we're joined on the phone by Ohioans for Gun Safety President Dennis Willard. Dennis, thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Dennis, I know you're aware of what Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has proposed, but you just heard Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley speak. Where are you on what the governor has proposed?
Well, we agree with Mayor Nan Whaley that the governor is raising the level of conversation, but that especially on background checks, common sense background checks, the governor's proposal falls far short. We are planning to move full steam ahead. We're collecting signatures. We are collecting signatures currently in more than 50 counties. We have more than 30 county volunteer coordinators helping us. We think that voters will support common sense background checks if the legislature doesn't act, and we don't have a lot of confidence that they will act.
There was a Quinnipiac poll released in July that showed Ohio voters supporting background checks for all gun buyers, with 90% in favor and 8% opposed. So why do you think that mandatory background checks were left out of this proposal from the governor?
You'd have to ask the governor that. We don't understand it. Not only that, Michael, but the Quinnipiac poll showed that gun owners, also overwhelming, 87% of gun owners in Ohio support background checks. It's almost like if you're driving and you have car insurance, you want to make sure the other drivers on the road have car insurance. There's a lot of people who go through the process of making sure that the way they handle and purchase firearms is legal and safe, and they don't approve of people bypassing these background checks as well.
You mentioned that your organization, Ohioans for Gun Safety, has been collecting signatures. What is it you hope to accomplish once that process is complete, should you reach your goal?
So our initiative is what's called an initiated statute. Basically, we put together a law that says close these background check loopholes in Ohio law that for private sales and private sales at gun shows. We collect 133,000 signatures by the end of December, and we take our law and we give it to the lawmakers. And almost like the public is another lawmaker sitting on the floor of the Ohio House or Ohio Senate, and they've introduced legislation. The lawmakers have 4 months to act on that. They can pass it or they can ignore it. If they pass it, then, you know, we are happy. If they ignore it, we collect an additional 133,000 signatures, and then we go directly to the voters and we say basically that the legislature is not doing the will of the people, and now you get to become a lawmaker. You get to vote yes or no on this law. It's really that simple. So the lawmakers will have a chance to take a look at our proposal, but we are not confident that they will act because they have actually been going in the opposite direction and loosening gun violence laws.
Some of the components of the act to close loopholes and background checks on gun sales that Ohioans for Gun Safety is pushing also includes to permit firearms dealers to charge reasonable fee for conducting sales or transfers. It provides that no firearms dealer is required to conduct a sale or transfer. Requires firearms dealers to maintain a record as required by state or federal law. Provides that if any provision of the act is to be held invalid, you know, so the constitutionality of it all can be determined. What are people's reactions to the other components of this bill? We see the support for background checks, but are there some concerns expressed by the public about further restrictions?
I'm glad you asked that, Michael, because we spent 3 years putting this together. And we went all across Ohio. We had house parties where we invited people in to talk about this issue. We talked to a lot of individuals and organizations. We did not want to put forward a ballot idea that had not been heard from and had input from a lot of people. What we heard was, and we listened very carefully, was that people, Ohioans did not want to block family members from selling or giving a firearm from one family member to another. So we have an exemption in there. We have an exemption for antiques and curios. We have an exemption for if you're having your gun repaired and you have to have temporary ownership transferred. And if you want to transfer a gun temporarily for hunting purposes. So we really listen. But this is a very simple, straightforward proposal. It's based on input from hundreds of people and organizations. And we think that in the end, it will reduce gun violence and it will save lives. You know, I was listening to your interview with Mayor Nan Whaley, and she mentioned the proof is what has happened in other states. 21 states have background checks. Since background checks have been put into effect, 3.4 million people have been denied the purchase of a firearm because they failed the background check. So we know that from those 21 states' experiences that this will save lives and reduce gun violence.
Okay, Dennis, I want to listen to a piece of sound from Governor Mike DeWine when he spoke at the press conference announcing his gun policy proposal.
This improves what we have dramatically, and this is something that we can get past, and we need to get it done, and they need to help us get it done, because if you ask them, is this better than what we have, they will be certainly hard-pressed for any of them, honestly, to say, oh, no, this is not better than what we have.
My apologies. That was actually Governor DeWine talking to me last week here on Cincinnati Edition. You can hear that full interview at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition segment. But Dennis, you heard what the governor said. You know, we have to have something that's constitutional and we have to have something that can get through the legislature. So how do you take those facts into consideration?
I look at this, you know, I'm looking at this almost like soup. I think the governor is serving up some lukewarm broth. And I think that the people of Ohio and the nation are really fed up with the gun violence. They're sick of losing loved ones. They're sick of seeing their communities devastated. They're sick of being worried when their children go out to some place like the Oregon District. So I think I would like to have seen that soup have some meat and potatoes and carrots in it. Unfortunately, it's pretty thin soup. We have a very simple, straightforward proactive initiative that will save lives and reduce gun violence. And 90% of Ohioans support it. 87% of gun owners support it.
Dennis Willard is the president of Ohioans for Gun Safety. Dennis, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
Thank you, Michael. Always good to talk to you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.